Beavers, welcome to the 74th edition of The Timely Beaver, where we're here this month. It is Flashback 1992. We have for you today on the show CD reviews, concerts for the month of May, and a contest. So you want to look forward to that. But we also have with us today on the show,
we have Mike from Portland.
And Dave down in California. Hey, Ted. Hey, Mike. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Dave.
We also have Kate in the studio, too.
Yes, she's sitting in back, patiently looking to the idiots with headphones on who she has no idea what we're saying, which is kind of funny.
Oh, okay, okay. We'll tell her I said hi.
We will tell her you said that, Dave. All right, so one of our favorite bands here at the Timely Beaver is Amidon. They just had a CD release for their third album, Pacifica, which we will be reviewing later on in the show. But we went to their CD release show here in Portland.
So yeah, we saw Amidon for their CD release party. They're playing at this venue called Brabati's Pan, and kind of like it's like an old style punk rock club. It's one of the best places to go watch a show. We saw Amidon. They're a local band out of Corvallis, Oregon.
Yeah, so the concert itself was awesome. The crowd had a good vibe. Everyone dug it. The new album has a lot of violin and violin plucking along with banjo and other stuff. They played two sets at this show. The first half were their older songs from their first two albums, Hellbent for Victory and Sons of Liberty. And then in the second half, when they came back, they played their entire new album in order, which was awesome, awesome to see. The only real notable thing was that Yuki, their violinist, was out. He just had a kid, so they had a substitute violinist who looked like he was a rock star. He just had a grin from ear to ear. The crowd was awesome, and Eric, the lead singer, he went crowd surfing and jumped out and was playing guitar on the crowd, and it just had high energy, and it was just totally awesome.
And a really good Celtic sound, too, huh?
Oh, definitely.
They play a lot of violin, banjo, and they also have a flute. It's kind of an interesting, it's one of the fewest bands I've seen where they have a didgeridoo.
They're very Celtic sounding, and I love that. I'm starting to really get into that kind of sound, but the didgeridoo is more aboriginal, so it's kind of an interesting twist on Celtic sounds.
So now to take a flashback to 1992 with our first band tonight.
Here is Jawbreaker with Boxcar off 24-Hour Revenge Therapy. Check them out at blackballreference.com. Here is Jawbreaker.
What's the score? Got a friend, her name is Boxcar. Cigarettes and beer in hell's car. Hair was blue, now it's green. Like a mind, she hates the same. My enemies are all too familiar. They're the ones who used to call me friend. I'm coloring outside. Your guideline will pass out now. When you are passing out your rules. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's punk? What's the score?
That was Jawbreaker in this 1992 themed punk show here with their song Boxcar off the 24-Hour Revenge Therapy record, and you can check them out at www.blackballrecords.com.
So back in October, Dave was telling us about a custom bass that he was having built, and the bass finally came in. Why don't you give us a little history on it, Dave?
I will, Ted. It is the dream bass. Kept saying, oh, Dave's going to get this bass soon. Well, it finally came, and $1,200 later, I have the beautiful five-string string bass. Just to give just a quick synopsis of it, it has two pickups, one on the neck, one on the bridge. I have three toggle switches for a neck pickup, and I also have a parallel and series switch. I can boost the bass or cut the bass too. And I have active and passive switch where I can basically turn on a preamp.
Right on. Whew, that sounds like a smoking instrument, man.
It's really, really cool. It's a black, it's to get it all black for me. It's got matching headstocks, custom made basically for me.
So Dave, with this new bass, what kind of music do you hope to play with?
Well, I hope to play whenever I can, because I will be buying a cabinet soon. I have a head, and I will just wait to get that cabinet, and then I think people are going to try to maybe hook me up with some shows. Right now I'll play at church when needed. I'll play any kind of blues gigs or anything if need be.
Dave, do you have the bass nearby? Would you give us a quick little demo of some of the features that you were talking about?
Absolutely, Ted. Here we go. And this first one right here is going to be the regular bass with only with a bass cut. And now here's one with a bass boost. And now we're just going to go ahead and play one with the bass boost on, and my preamp is going to be on, and we are just going to do a little blues jam.
Nice, man. Nice. That sounded sick.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Man, you're going to have hours and hours of fun playing the clubs and getting all the hotties.
Oh,
you're
man.
Gonna need a, you're going to need a bodyguard to keep them off.
You're going to have to beat them off with a stick.
Oh, with my bass. No, but the thing is with this bass, the only problem is that you can overplay it because it's very easy, very playable. So you have an older bass and, you know, the action's a little bit higher, then you have a tendency to kind of play a little bit, you know, overplay it. But with this one, you really want to just kind of get like in a groove where, you know, you don't want to be strumming too hard. Otherwise, you're going to be outplaying the bass. It's an awesome bass.
Totally, Dave. One thing that has not been overplayed is some good solid punk. So next up in our Time Warp Flashback 1992 lineup is Strung Out with the song Firecracker off Suburban Teenage Wasteland Blues. Find more information on Strung Out at www.strungout.com. And here they are once again with Firecracker.
That was Strung Out with Firecracker off Suburban Teenage Wasteland Blues. Check them out, strungout.com. So with that being said, it's time for some CD reviews. Hey!
CD reviews.
And to tell you about our first band, Amadon, with their album Pacifica, here's Mike.
So Amadon, the band that me and Ted went and saw earlier this month with their CD release, you can check out Amadon at www.amadonusa.com. It's one of our favorite bands here at the Time of Diva. We played them on the show several times. They're from Corvallis, Oregon, which they just released their third studio album entitled Pacifica. To step up in production quality, I think they went to a better studio to do it. This album showcases the most polished songs to date. Tracks range from hard-hitting Irish punk to sophisticated instrumental orchestrations. Just like their live shows, when you crank up Pacifica, you can't help but want to dance around the room and throw your fists in the air, which gives this album, on a scale of 1 to 5, an impressive 5 guitar picks. Find more information about Amadon at www.amadonusa.com. And you can pick their album up at www.cdbaby.com.
Yes, and a couple other CD reviews. We have Mates Estates with Bring It Back. You can find information on them at matesestate.com. Mates Estates is a catchy two-piece indie band from San Francisco, and much like the band The Dresden Dolls, they are comprised of two individuals, Corey Gardner on organ and Jason Hemmel on drums. Spinning vocal-laden harmonies over an energetic sound, you just can't help but boogie down, which gives this album 4 picks. Check out Mates Estate at matesestate.com and purchase their CD on iTunes. And the last CD to review is Bright Eyes Casadega. You can find Bright Eyes information on their brand new website, thisisbrighteyes.com. This is Bright Eyes' 7th studio album. Casadega is named after the town Casadega, Florida. Casadega is a town comprised of mediums and followers of spiritualism, which must have had a profound experience upon singer-songwriter Connor Oberst. This album features guest musician Janet Weiss of Slater Kinney on several tracks, including I Must Belong Somewhere. This album has an alternative country appeal that is creatively crafted and worth picking up, so I give this album 3.5 picks. For more information on Bright Eyes, check out their new website, thisisbrighteyes.com. And now on to some spring concerts.
Concert update.
Our first concert is Bright Eyes. They're going all over the place. They're hitting like 30 states on this album. I've seen this band twice. It's a good show.
We also have Minus the Bear. They're going to start off down in Southern California and work their way up the coast, and then they will be venturing out eastbound. So go check them out, Minus the Bear.
Next up on the concert tour, we have Hellcat Records featuring Time Again, Necromantics, The Heart Attacks, and Orange. They're touring all over the country, so definitely check this tour out when it comes to your neighborhood.
Next, in the spirit of Amadon, we got Flogging Molly, another one of those Irish punk bands that has a really rocking sound.
Woo!
They have a small tour. They're going to San Francisco, Chicago, West Virginia, New Orleans, and a bunch of places in Florida.
And then we also have Fishbone. They'll be playing pretty much all across the country. Sure, there's a lot of Fishbone fans out there. Go check them out. They are coming.
And last on our suggested concert tours for the month of May, we have Cursive. Cursive is an awesome band we played here on the Beaver. They got a lot of shows out in the New England area, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and in San Francisco and Los Angeles. So check out Cursive in your neck of the woods. And now it's time for another music flashback.
So we got up Screw 32 with their song Misunderstood from the Under the Influence of Bad People album. This band broke up before the age of the internet, so they don't actually have a website, but you can check them out at Wikipedia under Screw 32. And here they are again with their song Misunderstood.
That was Screw 32 with Misunderstood off their album Under the Influence of Bad People. Check out their legacy at the Wikipedia website. But now Kate's in the studio and she has a concert review for all you people.
Hi, this is Kate. I had the extreme pleasure of seeing one of the most talented artists I've ever seen, Regina Spektor, in concert. She has a new album out called Fidelity. At the highlight of one of her songs, Play the Piano, had a drumstick tapping a beat and was singing at the same time, which impressed me. Her other single, which was one of the great choruses, was Samson. I highly recommend checking her out at whatever her website is.
All right.
We'll look into that one.
And as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we have a contest for everyone out there. Dave, would you like to tell everyone about it?
We are going to be giving away a Betty's Love Child CD. Betty's Love Child is one of our favorites on here. My brother Rick was in the punk band Betty's Love Child back in the 90s, and Ted and I went to see many a show.
Yes, great music, great shows.
Oh man, they were great. So anyways, we have a few CDs left, and you can win one if you email us at timeofthebeaver@gmail.com and mention one of the bands that we reviewed.
Yes, your name will be put into a hat and drawn out, and we will announce the winner on our next show. So that does it here for us at the Timely Beaver. We thank you all for sticking around. On a sadder note, our next show will be the final Timely Beaver. We hope you all have enjoyed our time here.
Thank you, Ted. Excellent work on the Beaver so far. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Ted. He's the one who's been the main focus of the Beaver in the 2 years that it's been running. It'll be 2 years next month, so...
Why, thanks, guys. But it's not about me. It's about our faithful listeners. So thank you all for listening. And don't forget to check out the Timely Beaver website for all your Timely Beaver needs and information at timelybeaver.com. Also, don't forget to email us your comments and suggestions or enter this month's contest for a Betty's Love Child CD at timelybeaver@gmail.com. And to do one more flashback, 1992!
To lead us out is Betty's Love Child with the song Bottom of the Sea off New Breed Volume 2. They are on myspace.com/Betty's Love Child. Go check them out. Great 90s band. For nostalgic reasons, go check them out here again in Bottom of the Sea.
Coming up, Screw 32 with their song Misunderstood from the Under the Influence of Bad People album. Check them out at http://enwikipedia.org.
Bueller.
definitely. But would you like to segue us into the first song? Dave, would you like to?
I didn't know if you were talking to me or Mike.
I was looking right at you, Dave.
I know exactly.
Find more information about Amadon at www.amadon. Fuck. Okay, one more time.